This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do we need to know about health insurance? Let's go in depth with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency, Knoxville, and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited, Urbandale. Todd, you work with people on getting them good health insurance. You do it every day.
Yes, we work with individuals, businesses, families, and businesses, back small and large. We've got three different folks here in the office that work with folks on health insurance now. Darcy DeVries is our expert for individuals, whether they be under 65 or over 65. And she's been doing that for quite some time. And she's working with Kellen Glover here in the office now, too. So we're bringing him up to speed on all the changes and the insurance products that are available to our clients.
And so you have people that monitor this daily, any changes, anything that they need to know that they can pass on to clients?
Yeah, we get emails from our broker daily, it seems, especially with all the changes, as fast-paced as everything moves. And then every Friday morning, there's a webinar that Darcy attends. It's about an hour long. So she learns, you know, the last week's worth of updates so that we can go out to clients. She can inform the rest of us in the office what is going on in the health insurance world, keeps us abreast of all the new information and on pace so that we can get that out to our clients.
Well, and as quickly as it's changing, I can't even, as a consumer, I'd have to become a professional at it to really understand it. And so that's what you do.
Yeah, and that's why I highly recommend people go out and work with somebody locally on their health insurance, because you do need to keep up with it if you're going to try and be an expert in it. For example, I went to a meeting in October. I think it was mid-October, and there was a change coming about. And we were told, hey, you've got until November 30th to make this change. And literally the next morning, we got an email that we had about a six-hour notice of when those changes could be made, and then it was shut down. So that's how quick some of the decisions are being made with all of the changes in health insurance, I should say.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosen, Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation about health insurance with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited. Well, and Brian, how do you work with the McKay Insurance Agency?
Well, we're known in the industry as a managing general agency, but really what it means is we're a partner to them. Health insurance is very complex, and I really support what Todd said. It's a controversial subject, but one thing everybody agrees about is it's really complex, so you need a local expert who's your advocate and can help you steer through it. And then we're the behind-the-scenes partner for Todd and his staff.
In general, I don't editorialize on anything, but I don't want to talk to somebody in another town. I don't want to call an 800 number. I want to walk in to the office. Am I odd? Is that
common? I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's not, you know, health insurance is one of those things where I would say the majority of people are in the same situation as you. Some people, it's a very private matter, and they'd rather work with somebody they don't know. They want to talk to somebody that they haven't met before. The great thing about our partnership with Group Benefits Limited in Urbandale is we can provide both. So we get all of our information, our products, our support through them. They are a back office support to us. But on the other hand, if they want to work with somebody through our office, but an agent maybe that isn't here all the time that they're not going to run into on the street, we've got that ability in that partnership too. Majority of things we do, folks come into our office and we help them with. But if they want somebody else, we've got that ability through Brian's office.
So if I came in and said, you know, this is, you know, we're friends, Todd. I'm not comfortable talking with this. You'd refer me to Brian, Brian's office.
Yeah, we've got a couple folks out of Brian's office that could handle it over the phone, could come here and visit with you. So we can handle it both ways. For folks that are uncomfortable visiting with a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, whatever, we've got that ability. But the majority of the folks, yeah, they want to come in here and see a face that they know and somebody that they're going to see out on the street.
There's a lot of politics in this.
Yeah, no kidding. It's one of the most politically divisive issues out there. I think it's a natural instinct for people to want to blame somebody. So you have one side says, you know, it's the doctors, that they charge too much. And somebody else is saying, it's those insurance companies and their fancy buildings, and they must be charging too much. Or maybe it's the prescription drug manufacturers, because they just increase the price on any drug they want. And really, you can spend a lot of time and waste a lot of air trying to blame everybody, but you're really not accomplishing anything. What we have is a bad system. It's a system that doesn't reward efficiency and doesn't reward cost effectiveness. And therefore, you're going to have everybody act in their self-interest. But if all we ever do is point the fingers at insurance companies, doctors, whatever, we're never solving the fundamental problem. And the fundamental problem is that we spend too much on health care. And all of the incentives built into the system don't reward a doctor for lowering his or her costs, or a hospital for lowering his or her costs, and trying to help people become well. We have a system that we fix you if you're broken. And you, as a doctor, you're paid to fix somebody who's broken. But you're not necessarily paid to help somebody become well and stay well. Remember, 50% of the costs that are in the system are due to preventable behaviors. If people would just learn to take care of themselves, remember to exercise and eat right and all of those things, we could lower health insurance premiums 50%. But we don't have a system that rewards any of that behavior. And so if you're really going to solve what is a tough problem, you're going to have to start big picture systemic things related to the entire health care system, not the health insurance system.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation about health insurance with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited.
With the changing market and with the new Trump administration, Brian, is there anything that we should know?
Yeah, there's a couple things that are really important to think about as we've got a new president. Obviously, one thing you'd look at is his platform, but also who he's putting in key cabinet positions. So his Health and Human Services Secretary is a gentleman named Tom Price. He's a vocal critic of the Affordable Care Act. So it's easy to intuit that he probably is going to make changes to the Affordable Care Act, and that's created a lot of uncertainty. What I would tell people are a couple things. Number one, some of the most popular elements of that law, which are that everybody can get health insurance, you won't get denied for any pre-existing condition, I don't expect that to change. That will still be in place regardless of what they do. And the other thing is, no matter what the changes are, they are talking about a lengthy horizon for implementing those, so maybe 3 years. So there'll be a transition period, and I don't think we're going to play fruit basket upset right away in January or anything like that.
Well, that's good to know. Part of the campaign rhetoric was, we're just going to throw it out the window. That's not going to happen.
No, I think you're starting to immediately see the difference between campaign rhetoric, as you described it, and actually governing, which is a little bit different and harder.
Well, what do you think they're going to keep?
I think that it's likely that they will keep the point about not allowing folks to be discriminated against based on their health status. So everyone will be able to get insurance. I think that will stay in place. A lot of the rest of it is probably up for grabs. I think there will still be some type of subsidy, possibly through tax breaks, to help you afford the insurance, but I see that kind of shifting that direction. I think health savings accounts will be a very big piece of what this administration promotes and supports. Buying across state lines is something that they've talked about, which locally I don't think we should support. We don't necessarily want people from New York City buying Wellmark policies and then spending all this money in New York City. It's going to make Todd's clients pay more. So that would be something we wouldn't support locally.
Oh, the crossing state lines?
Yeah.
Okay, because I hear a lot from, local, Governor Branstad's office. They've been advocating for that, but that isn't a good thing?
You know, I think there's so much misinformation about why health insurance premiums are so high. And really, that's what we talk about. Why? Everybody wants to know, why is my premium so high? What this country needs to understand is that health care represents 20% of the GDP. In other words, one of every $5 that is spent on anything in this country is spent on health care. So if we're spending that much, $4 trillion likely next year, of course premiums are going to be high. And until we actually focus on the health care costs instead of the health insurance premium, we're really just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I look at this idea of being able to buy across state lines as a teensy little Band-Aid that would help a few people for a short time, but doesn't really deal with the systemic problems.
Okay, so Todd, if I come into your office and talk with one of your experts on health care and say, how can I lower my premium? What are they going to say?
First off, we have to look at deductibles. That's probably going to be your first bet. And right now, some of the deductibles are getting very high to a point where to make the premium where it's palatable for folks, the deductible is too high. So we have to find that happy medium of what works for you, for your budget, and what is that number that you could have for a catastrophic event. The other thing we want to look at is, are they eligible for a subsidy? Many folks either have never looked into are they eligible for a subsidy, or they just have historically said they don't want one. I've had clients come in before and say, I'd prefer not to get the subsidy. I don't need it. A year later, they might decide, yeah, I'll take that because it can definitely offset some premiums for them. We do go out and shop the entire market too. We work with all of the major carriers in the state of Iowa, so we can go out and if they've been with Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield and they absolutely love it, maybe we still need to look at another carrier.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation about health insurance with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited.
So Brian mentioned this not wanting to be able to sell across state lines possibly being a negative for Iowa. Is that sort of like Medicaid and Medicare, where we end up paying more to help subsidize people in other states, their health care?
Yeah, I think it crosses Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care insurance, a lot of different products. The state of Iowa historically has been very efficient in health care compared to other states. I like to use the example of long-term care insurance. I've sold a lot of long-term care insurance here in the state of Iowa, nursing home coverage. While the rates are high and nobody wants to pay it, the largest premium policy I ever sold was in the state of New York. It costs more than double to go to a nursing home in New York than it does in Iowa. If we've got folks in New York buying health insurance here, using it with their expenses out there, it's going to drive up the price. The state of Iowa is very efficient and has done a good job compared to others, and so we will be the ones helping other states if you cross state lines, in my opinion.
Okay, so it's a very complex thing at many, many levels, but for our particular health care right now, it's best to talk with a local agent.
Yeah, I suggest talk with a local agent. Make sure your agent's involved. You know, we're involved with Group Benefits Limited. We're involved understanding the laws. We've got an attorney that specializes in the Affordable Care Act and understanding what needs to be done and where this thing's going and how do we make sure that we're doing the best job. So we're involved in multiple levels to understand this for our clients.
So we're often told to go to healthcare.gov to see if we're eligible and to sort through that on the internet. Would you advise us to work with one of your people as we navigate that website?
I would. We've heard horror stories of people that have gone out and tried to take care of it themselves and only to find out they didn't have insurance, and now they're past the deadline, so they don't have insurance for an entire year. We've had people that thought they bought one plan that their doctor was in and then found out later they bought a different plan that their doctor wasn't covered in, and that's what our experts are here for, to make sure that those things don't happen.
So despite all of the changes that are happening, how fast it's happening, you're confident that your staff will be able to monitor these and provide the information that people need to know?
Yeah, definitely. We'll be able to work with folks to try and drive down their costs if we can. We'll shop it across all the carriers. We'll have the knowledge that they need, the information that they need. We can give them some additional resources that a lot of times people don't realize they have. You know, if you go out to your Wellmark.com and log in, or your UnitedHealthcare.com, or any of these carriers, many of them have some other benefits that people don't know about. And so I highly recommend go out to the website once you've purchased your insurance, see what's out there. Sometimes you might get a discount to a gym. You might get some other discounts that you didn't know about. So some great things out there that I think people should take advantage of.
Thanks to Todd Chambers and Brian Gillette for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.